The opinions expressed in this podcast are individual and are not necessarily representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University. Thank you for listening.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Gamers Workshop, the show where we analyze the creative elements in your favorite games. And today, Stuart's bringing us
A pretty divisive game, Overwatch/Overwatch 2.
Now, I've never played Overwatch, so I'm going to take a backseat while Stuart talks about it with David. Unfortunately, Amrit is not here today, but
he died in a hot air balloon accident. It was so tragic.
We're going to host a funeral for him next week.
He's coming back, though, boys. He's coming back.
We'll set
back
up a GoFundMe for Amrit's funeral description.
Yeah, we're going to post the story on the Gamers Workshop.
Yeah. So.
Wait, can we actually get a black and white photo of Amrit and say, RIP Amrit? That hot air balloon accident.
So, Stuart, what's your first question?
My first question is, what are your, you know, because Overwatch is not the most respected game online. Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts on Overwatch?
My thoughts on Overwatch, I have a love and hate relationship with Overwatch. I would find myself coming back to it and then leaving and then coming back to it. Overall, I don't think it's a bad game. I think it's actually a pretty fun game when you're not losing game after game. I think, like, the way it's designed and everything, like, I say overall it's a pretty good game.
People often forget that Overwatch 1 won Game of the Year in 2016.
Yeah.
That's how well-designed and playable Overwatch is. At least it was. Then they kind of went off the rails a bit with Overwatch 2.
We'll talk about that.
Interesting. You know, I have not played Overwatch, but I have played a game similar called Paladins.
Oh, man.
Now, before you start booing me, okay, it was free. I'm a free-to-play guy.
Overwatch 2 is free.
Yeah.
Oh, sure. That's true.
Yeah, but Overwatch 1 was $30, but you got every skin and cosmetic in the game for free. So,
you know what? Maybe I don't have a good argument here.
Well, you do, because you got Paladins
right
when Overwatch still cost money.
That's true. You know what? Thanks, David. But basically, everything that you said, David, applies in, like, most of those, like, multiplayer, like, online multiplayer where you have to, like, complete an objective. Like, even in, for example, like, Valorant or something, Splatoon even. If you don't have good teammates, well, you're not going to have a good time. With those multiplayer games, I feel like one of the most fun things is, at least for me, because I skip dialogue and I really like action. So, you know, trying to verse multiple players at once, like, I don't really have to wait too long before I can get some more action. It's more fast-paced. That's one thing I really enjoy.
Overwatch is full of that.
Especially in intense team fights near the end of the game, say, like, if the timer runs out and you're still playing, like, contesting, it goes into overtime. That's when people lock in, because people start popping ultimates.
All the ults are going off.
Everything is happening. And if you don't, like, if you're not familiar with Overwatch and you're, like, watching over your friend's shoulder, it looks like LSD on the screen. Like, there is so many colors and things moving, and it's like, how do you know what you're looking at? But, you know, after, like, playing the game for so many years, you kind of get used to it.
It's literally like Fortnite, when, like, people would watch, like, for example, like, pros, or, like, when my friends would come over, or, like, my cousins whenever, and they watch me build, they're like, how do you even know what's going on the screen? It's all blue.
Yeah, no, whenever, like, a family member is looking at me playing a game, they're like, what the hell are you doing?
Like, what is this? So, Stuart, now that we've talked about, you know, Overwatch and our experiences with it, why don't we move into the gameplay mechanics?
The gameplay mechanics in Overwatch is pretty straightforward. Every character has two or three abilities, and then you use them, and then there's a cooldown timer, like, for just a couple seconds, unless your ability is kind of game-changing, like Mercy's res ability that can revive a teammate has, like, a 30-second cooldown, which is a large chunk of the game.
It's like most of the ultimates, right?
Yeah, and then you have your ultimate, which builds up if you do really well, like you're actually playing the game like you're supposed to, you'll get it fairly quickly, just a bit longer than your ability cooldowns. And then those really change up the game. Like, if you get a good high noon off, that's game over. You just won the fight. But if you miss the High Noon, which is 50-50 chance, you're probably going to miss, then you've lost the fight. It's really a gamble every time you ultimate. Like, you flip a coin.
Interesting. So it's like it rewards good gameplay.
Yes, right? Absolutely. And then there's also, like, the different kinds of maps that you play. There's the escort map, where you push a payload to a point, and basically the enemy team just tries to stop you. You just got to push it all the way to the third point. There's three checkpoints. Third checkpoint, you win the game. Or if it's competitive, you go to round two.
Capture point A and B, right?
2CP.
Oh.
Dude, that game mode sucks. It hasn't been in the game for like 3 years.
Really?
Yeah, no, they haven't played 2CP. The game
in so long.
Then there's King of the Hill. Basically, you have one objective point, and then both teams fight to get it to 100%. Like, the longer you stay on it, the higher it goes up.
Oh, yeah.
And then there's three of those, and it's best out of three. So first 2 points wins that.
Is there a team deathmatch?
Yep. There is, but that's mostly for... It's not an official game mode. It's like you can play it while you're waiting for your next game.
They also have, like, capture the flag.
Yeah, there's a... And custom games. We have to talk about custom games where basically the community... It's kind of like Roblox. You basically get to make your own games in custom game. Like, I remember back in COVID, we played what was called Tiny Overwatch, which is just you were secluded, both teams, into a tiny room. Your abilities and ultimates were ramped up to 1,000%.
Oh, yeah.
So you could just go around and killing people in less than a second. It was actually like being on drugs.
Pure chaos. It's hard to explain.
Yeah.
Overwatch is very hard to explain.
You gotta play it
for yourself.
Yeah.
It's free, Ansh.
It is free. You're right.
But it will take years off your life.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. I mean, League of Legends is free.
But it's free.
I've heard a bunch
League
of things
is boring,
about League.
Sorry, Matthew, I know you're listening. It's boring.
You know, Overwatch will take years off your life, but, I mean, now I wouldn't personally spend money on it, but in the past, it has definitely taken a lot of money.
I feel like this is just like Fortnite.
The amount of money that, I don't know about you, Stuart, but the amount of money that I spent on loot boxes.
Oh.
Ooh.
I've surprisingly spent very little on loot boxes. Oh. I think I got a gift card for my birthday once, and that was it.
Yeah, I spent too much on loot boxes.
David, let's hear about that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I was a collector, you know. At a certain point, like, I had, like, almost all the cosmetics that you could get. So, I'd buy loot boxes, and it was expensive. Yeah,
that's where games make their profits, boys, off of people like David.
Off of people like me, you know.
And what's interesting... When I keep hearing you guys talk about and reference, like, other games, like Roblox, we constantly hear, like, Roblox getting referenced in each of our videos.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Have we talked about Roblox?
Like, at least, not Roblox, but, like, elements from Roblox. Like, being able to have a lot of choice, or, like, there's a lot of game modes and stuff like that. It's interesting to me because it seems like a lot of the super successful either games or... you know, platforms or whatever, kind of use that as a foundation. With Fortnite did with creative, like, that's also like a Roblox type thing, right? I guess that type of way to play is very popular. You make your own stuff in the game that you already like.
I just really, really, really hated the shop and how, you know, everything you sort of, you, instead of like beforehand, like where you, it felt like you could earn cosmetics and rewards, you know, just being a free-to-play player. Now it just felt like with Overwatch 2, like, you gotta pay for everything.
Yeah.
Every, like, it's like, how much was it per skin or something?
Oh, it's, the prices are still insane.
Oh, it's like, still bad?
It's like $30 for a skin.
Yeah, so that's just, like, insane.
So what would you say is, like, the better way? Do you think... if you pay for the game, but then you get access to, like, all these cosmetics and stuff,
yeah,
that's better? Or do you think if the game is free, but then you have to pay for cosmetics?
Or, like, just don't make it so expensive.
Yeah, like, you have a dedicated fan base. They will buy your skins either way. But if you make the prices cheaper, you'll invite more players who maybe are less fortunate than others to buy your cosmetics. And then you'll get more money, I think.
And don't make, like... everything, like you have to pay for it, like make it so you can do like challenges and stuff and get like in-game currency and like
you can. It's weird, like, you know how in Fortnite in the battle pass you can save up enough V-Bucks from the free tiers to get the next battle pass.
Yeah,
Overwatch is weird because I think you only get like 250 real coins to buy stuff a season, which is not a lot. So maybe every like 3 or 4 seasons you can buy a battle pass.
But then after you get one battle pass, you can keep renewing it, right?
Yeah, but then if you buy a skin, then you're done.
It's not, if you're a free-to-play player, it's, you know, you're going to feel a little excluded.
So, why don't you guys talk about some of your favorite Overwatch moments?
Okay, I'll start with the community. I really like, at one Overwatch League tournament, they got DJ Khaled, and was like amping up the crowd, and he was like singing part of the song. He handed the mic off to the crowd and nobody sang. It was so cringe. He was like, I don't remember the song, but he's like, hey, and then nothing.
Dude, that's literally like
ninja like,
yeah,
floss.
Yeah, ninja, I'm not seeing enough movement.
I was thinking more of like when teachers ask the class a question or something,
kind of. Yeah,
and then it's just like, all right, class, what do you think?
That happens every day.
It's every single time. And then they're like, wonderful, moves on. It's kind of like those kid shows where it's like
Dora, yeah,
where do you think we should go?
Awesome.
I just love, I really enjoyed like just playing that game late at night and just being like on a good consecutive like win streak. Like that just,
what's a win streak?
Just winning over and over again.
That was a joke. I don't go on win streaks. I go lose
streaks.
No,
it's rare. So that's why I'm saying, like, when that does happen, it's very...
It's exciting.
It's very nice.
I do remember you used to play Overwatch with your friends a lot.
Yeah.
You know, specifically our friend Victor. You had sort of a series going on there. Was that a nice time?
I used to live stream Overwatch, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You used to make episodes, too.
Huh.
No, I like, back in COVID, I would just love... because I got the game back in like 2017 and then I stopped playing for a good 2 or 3 years. Then COVID rolled around and then I was at home and I texted a friend of mine. I'm like, what are you up to? I'm bored. And he's like, well, I'm playing Overwatch. You want to hop on? I'm like, that's a name I have not heard in years. And then I hopped on. Then I got hooked and I went from having maybe like 30 hours to now over 1,100.
Dude,
yeah, I think I have somewhere around that as well.
That literally reminds me. So I quit Fortnite in Season X, and I was, like, done with the game. And so my friend said, hey, Ange, I'm better than you now at Fortnite. And then I got back into the game for another, like, 2 years.
Dude, I just, like, I remember, like, do you guys know the YouTuber Salty Fish? Back in I discovered his channel in COVID, and then I'm like, this guy is really funny. And then I modeled my entire YouTube channel off of Salty Fish. And I would start recording Overwatch games, and that's, like, captured some of my friends and I's funniest moments.
So you have those clips.
Yeah, I have, like, little squeaky voice me yelling at my friends to hit better high noons. So
yeah, I remember making an Overwatch video. I was, you know, I had this little squeaky voice, and I was just like... rage baiting my teammates.
I think I watched that one.
They were just all so annoyed.
There's this one clip I have of Overwatch comp game. We had a teammate, like, he was absolutely terrible at the game, and me and my friends, we were 4-stacking, and it was just the other the random with us, and he was terrible at the game, so we were all, like, making fun of him. But he was, like, he wasn't, like, going with the jokes. He was getting mad at us because he thought he was better. He's like, the whole game. And then, like, his username was Dr. Balls. And so at one point, I, like, ramped up the gain on my mic, joined team chat, and then just yelled, what up, Dr. Balls? And then he left the voice chat and muted me. It's such a fun... I have it. Hold on, let me find it.
You have the clip.
I have it.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you're going to hear a special clip.
Oh, man.
From Stuart's past.
Say it like
that. That's you?
What up, Dr. Ball?
Yeah, I just, like, that was honestly, like, that was the first, like, shooter game I ever played, even before Fortnite.
And what do you think about that game? makes it so, like, enticing? Is it just the genre or the art style or, like...
The art style is great, yeah. But it's just, like, super... It's, like, fast-paced, you know? Yeah, you know, there's, like, a wide selection of characters. Each character is different, you know?
With, like, a lot of multiplayer games that are not, like... For example, like that are like battle royales with Fortnite. It's like you have to wait so long before you can get into action. You gotta drop in, get your gear, get your mats, you know. Then if you fight someone, if you even fight someone or if you get like sniped, you gotta restart and do it all over again.
That's not the case with Overwatch. You're pretty much thrown straight into it and then, you know, you respawn if you die. So
if you die, maybe you take like 10 second or 15 second, like you can't play anymore. And then it's like, okay, you could play again. It's not as big of a punishment as it is with Fortnite, for example, where it's like...
I think that's why it's so addicting. Like, it's just like constant, like, dopamine. Like,
that is if you have good teammates. Then
you have good teammates,
literally depression.
It can get very depressing as well. It can really take, like, just a total 180.
There's a mental toll that comes with playing Overwatch.
Yeah. You know, that's why I tried to honestly limit myself with the amount of competitive that I played. Honestly, most of my hours are just in, like, quick play or arcade mode. Because, playing competitive, like, it just... It makes you hate life.
And with that being said, what are some key takeaways, Stuart, that we can take from Overwatch?
Only play Overwatch if you have a sound mind. But after playing Overwatch, you won't have a sound mind anymore. Don't main Symmetra or Moira.
Mm-hmm. I main Zarya. Is that bad? How bad is that?
She's kind of really broken. I ban her every game.
Yeah.
She's busted right now.
I don't know. I just love playing Zarya.
I mean, I'm not one to talk. I main Junkrat.
He was my first main. Yeah. So
my first main was like Lucio or something.
Overwatch brings a lot of variety. Quick-paced gameplay, right? So it's a lot different than Fortnite, where you have to build up before you can fight people or, you know, win the game, right? But in Overwatch, you die, no problem. In 10, 15 seconds, you can get back into the game. So that sort of fast-paced gameplay is something that really draws people in. And in terms of the business point of view, like, you can make a free-to-play game and then have cosmetics. That's actually how a lot of free-to-play games make their money. But exploiting that and making it super expensive kind of just makes the game, I guess, feel lower quality, almost like a cash grab.
Mm-hmm. Don't be greedy, guys.
Don't be greedy, right? And last but not least, again, having some sort of, I guess, brand in terms of overall creative elements, whether that be art style, music, whatever, you know, is very important to a game's identity. So for Overwatch, as David said, has a pretty nice art style, right?
Yeah.
Like, pretty clean, pretty nice. It's not...
Oh, the cinematics in the game are just amazing.
Great, yeah. Right?
They should make a TV show.
So, and that's a great point, actually. So, depending how good your game is and how well the style and creative elements translate, like, it doesn't just have to be a game. It could be, like, a TV show, like for Sonic, for example, right?
A lot of people joke that the best part of Overwatch is turning off the game and watching the cinematics.
Uh-huh.
I thought you were about to say something else. I got scared.
What?
Let's cut it there, guys.
Anyways, guys, that's it for the Gamers Workshop. Thank you so much for watching. And don't leave yet, because we have a treat for you next week. It's going to be a spicy episode. Yes, next week.
Is there?
There's still school next week.
There's one last episode.
Oh, yeah.
It's a special episode.
Okay.
Oh, wait. How does that work?
So, basically, it is a deviation from our regular episodes where we talk about the creative elements. Next episode, we're going to be experiencing the creative elements by playing some games. So, stay tuned, everyone.
Thanks for watching the Gamers Workshop. Let me run you through the menu. Here's the pause screen. And here's the quit button. Are you sure you want to quit? Okay.